They never did put a cap on the stone. I've been there at the pyramid. Why didn't they put a cap on it? Because it was rejected. That was a cornerstone where all the other stones just fit together. It was speaking of the church age. Look way down here, the Lutheran age. Way back in the majority, back there just to confess Christ was my just means to be a Christian. Justification. Along come Wesley. Sanctification. A little narrow. Sanctification. Then along come the Pentecost. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. What it is? It's shaping up. Justification. Sanctification. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now what's he doing? That's got to be honed out. So perfect. That church brought into such a place that the stone that's coming to fit on top of it. Amen. See what I mean? Hallelujah. That pictures the church. And through it all is the church. Now that's making a parable I'm talking about. Don't try to go into it. Then the next Bible, the real Bible, is this. This is our word. Just them signs and things they had back there. But notice how perfect that stone. It was rejected. They never did put it on. Why? And if you go there, them stones up in that pyramid that weighs thousands of tons, that it's so closely fit together you can't put a razor blade and no mortar in it. So perfectly honed together. Then if that had to be like that to make each age fit together, then what's it going to be when the coming, don't you see the church shaping up? Luther, justification. Wesley, sanctification. Then come the Holy Ghost, and now church getting honed and fixed and without spot or wrinkle, so him that had no spot or wrinkle can come down and connect it together for the resurrection, for the church of the living God to take its flight into the glory. Yeah. See, yes, now we're living in that day. Now John was looking for that to come. He said, I'll know him. He's out there. I don't know where he is. He's standing out there. Maybe some bishop walked up and said, you know, I've been having a peculiar feeling going over me for a while. You know, maybe I'm the Messiah. He said, get away. Yeah, John, that's not him. All right, here coming along. So you know what? I've got the highest degree. I'm Cephas as a high priest. If there'd be anybody anointed for the Messiah, a man, it would be me. No, that's not it. But John said, he that told me in the wilderness to go baptize with water, said, upon whom I shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on, he's the one that'll baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. And remember, John saw it and nobody else saw it. It was a sign given to John to see it. And he saw it. And John was sure.